were all very upset over my critical remarks about Mr. Trump, and supposedly those comments were hurting the party. I would say to the contrary that all of Mr. Trump's comments for the past 6 months have been hurting the Republican Party, not my comments, but it became pretty obvious that it was a counterproductive process for me to continue to stay. And so I said, look, you just keep the credentials, let one of the alternates have my slot, and then we'll head back to North Carolina.
In the News and Observer, Dallas Woodhouse was quoted as having said, "You have not been a good Republican for a long time." What is your response to that?
Well, Dallas is prone to wild overstatements. I would certainly put my Republican credentials up against anybody. I've been a precinct chairman. I've been a county chairman there in Buncombe County back in the 80s. I've ran 5 statewide elections as the Republican nominee, and I've certainly supported a wide range of Republican candidates over the years, personally and financially. And, you know, to somehow question my Republican credentials is ludicrous.
You know, many, but certainly not all Republicans have sort of reluctantly thrown their support behind Trump, some more enthusiastically than others, in the interest of party unity and winning in November. Why haven't you done that?
Because I think Donald Trump is a dangerous individual and is singularly unqualified to be president of the United States and commander-in-chief of our military forces. I mean, it's simply a question of the threat, at least in my mind, and obviously in others, that he poses if he should be elected to the highest position in our country with all of the powers that go with it.
Could you elaborate a little bit on why you think he's a danger?
I don't think he's well-read or well-studied. I don't think he listens particularly well to other people. I think he's very quick to belittle and demean. We have a lot of problems in this country and in this world, and you're not going to find workable solutions if you are unreasonable and bellicose and agonistic towards the people you've got to work with. When he made those remarks about Senator McCain, a distinguished veteran and leader of this country who suffered enormously as a prisoner of war, you know, to make those demeaning comments about him and, in essence, all others who were prisoners of war, not just in Vietnam, but in prior wars, was just beyond the pale. But I think that's who he is. I mean, I think that if you want a microscopic picture of Donald Trump, it's demeaning John McCain POW experience. He was a loser.
What are the things about Hillary Clinton that you don't like?
I don't believe she thinks the rules apply to her. I think the Clintons have always operated in their own self-interest. I think she's a little more extreme on a variety of issues than I'm comfortable with. I don't think she was a particularly effective Secretary of State, but I do think she genuinely cares about people. I don't think Donald Trump does. I think Clinton's, former President Clinton, governed from a fairly moderate position. I mean, you know, there was fiscal restraint. I mean, I don't see Mrs. Clinton doing anything horribly rash. And, you know, I don't think she's a mean-spirited person. I think Trump is a mean-spirited person.
Is it, in your opinion, that Hillary Clinton is a better choice than Donald Trump?
Yes. I mean, people go crazy over that. But, you know, I think in the context, if there was a national crisis, I would feel more secure with any of the other 15 or 16 Republicans that ran for president, or Mrs. Clinton, or Gary Johnson. I would feel more secure with them making the decision for the country than I would be Donald Trump making that decision.